What do we do? We have a topic? What are we doing now?
It's supposedly Will's favorite games.
Oh, look at that. Is it? Will's favorite games is the name of the episode.
Bye.
Okay, so we might just have
that
to add.
That was really weak. Let's do that again.
Bye, everybody.
Don't breathe right before you say it.
Tantrum House Board Gaming Podcast is recorded live from Studio WKRD in Greenville, South Carolina. This podcast is brought to you by our friendly local game store, Boardwalk, purveyors of fine games, Bezier Games, the new classics, AEG, We Make Fun, The Game Steward, your second chance at Kickstarter games, and Game Toppers LLC, upgrading your gaming experience. Your hosts are here to help you sort through the cardboard commotion to help you find the diamonds in the rough. So buckle up, especially if you're driving right now, because you're about to arrive at the Tantrum House.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. Today we've got Will Meadows,
Sarah Meadows,
Kevin Delp,
Melissa Delp,
Ryan Pills,
and Jonah Doom.
In the house!
1 week before Tantrum Con, now when you listen to this, we will have already experienced all the fantastic wonderfulness that
amazing.
Is Tantrum Con.
Will, give us a recap. How was it?
Oh man, it was the best time of my life ever. It was a good time.
Tell us who made a fool of themselves.
Kevin, obviously.
Sounds good.
Good times. We are preparing right now for Tantrum Con. In fact, just pre-practice playing the game that I'm going to be teaching at Tantrum Con. I have a ginormous stack of games in my garage, as well as game toppers and all kinds of other fantastic stuff that we're going to be taking to the show with us to give away, to set up, to make the place beautiful. Ryan, what's your house look like? I think Katie's got some cool signs, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah. They're just all over the place. It's a lot of me running interference to try to get the kids to... They're like, these things are so cool.
Let's draw
play
them.
With them and destroy them. Like, oh, please... Go away. Stop playing in the paint. Give me back that spray paint. Give it back to me.
He's got 500 CMON miniatures that, you know, you can grab one for your kids.
Ooh. Let them paint one of those. Is that the
There's
goal?
Some pretty big ones, like from Blood Rage and Rising Sun, like bigatures.
Are these in the stack for the mini painting room?
They are.
We're definitely going to sit in on some of Terry's mini painting because he is amazing.
Should I admit this at this point?
Yeah. Painted a mini.
Maybe me and Jonah are going to be hanging out.
We have a contest painting the mini.
First time mini painting contest? Just the Tantrum House crew?
No.
Who's never painted before?
That will buy these for charity, Jonah.
They probably will, but mine's going to look so bad.
What happens if you like secretly discover that you're actually an amazing mini painter? You're just not good at drawing.
Then I'm starting a business. Tantrum Paints.
Tantrum Paints.
I do have to say, I'm not as good at drawing, but I am excellent painter. So I can see how that's actually a thing.
Could be possible. All right. So what time are we doing it? Are we taking the beginner class together?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Cool. I'm looking forward to that. I think I could be a good painter. I've just never tried it. I also think that if I started painting them, I might want to play the games too, and I don't have time. Too many cardboard games already on the table in front of me.
Well, the nice thing about minis is you don't have to do the image, like the lines or whatever. It's already there. The structure's already there. You're just filling in what color should be
worth. I feel like it's like, still tough.
At beginner level, you're just doing a paint by numbers sort of thing. Like, oh, here's a cross. I want that to be yellow on the paladin's shield. I want his helmet to be red, you know. Hopefully he's not like Ronald McDonald all over. But
so far.
You know, make some wise color choices and then just fill something in. And then as you get better, you can work on
gradients.
Yeah,
well, you know your color palette
and all kinds of stuff, yeah.
Like shading. Accent colors and stuff?
I do. I'm trying to set it up so that I can win this contest is all.
I didn't even think about shading, but now that you guys mention it, I'm bringing it for sure.
Yeah? You got the shading skills?
No,
but
I'm going
to shade
first.
Chiaroscuro shading?
What about if you heat up the paint? Does it stick better?
Oh,
I just want the tips and tricks.
Just make sure you're using the right miniature paint, which they'll have there.
Okay. Like just as opposed to the wrong miniature paint?
Yeah, because I went to like Hobby Lobby the very like years and years ago. I was just like, oh, I'll just get some paint. And like, no.
Like house paint?
Well, I know. It was just
like acrylic craft paint.
Like finger paint?
Yeah. And if you don't prime it, it will literally peel off months down the road.
There's like two major lines that you, that like... specialize in miniature painting.
It's super simple. You don't have to remember anything. Here's what you need to know.
What if it was like a great mini painting contest, but we had to use finger paints?
I'm in for that.
Or you have 5 minutes to paint your mini.
Oh gosh, that would be
tough. I got this.
5 minutes still going to be good?
Yes. I already know the tips and tricks. I taught ceramics painting classes before. Painting three-dimensional items. I got it.
All right. Sarah's calling the show down. Come challenge Sarah.
It's going to be you and Jonah, and I'll just judge.
It's going to be so bad if I get in the contest. Don't do it for real. I can't do it. I do better with my finger, honestly.
I can't wait to see this. It's going to be fantastic. There's going to be a lot of fantastic things. We will have played all kinds of games. I keep saying that we have 150 play-to-wins. Does anybody know what the actual number is? It's a lot.
I don't think it's that many because I think last year we're like, there's too many for people to actually focus
pared
on.
Back a little.
So I think we've purposefully pared it back.
149.
Perfect.
Perfect.
But it's still plenty.
It's lots. Like a great number. Lots and lots. We'll be doing learn to plays all the time. There's a lot of game designers come in. I didn't realize this, who are teaching their games, which is pretty cool. I probably should sign up for some of these things. Am I allowed to sign up to learn to play games with
too
other people?
Too late, man.
Are full.
There's still some openings.
Are there? Well, it'll be too late by the time you listen to this. But hopefully I'll have learned a couple new games.
It will be too late.
Everybody, sign up now. Oh, man. Well, if you were at TantrumCon, I mean, this is your opportunity. Send us an email or something. Let us know if you had a great time. Let us know what things you thought went well. If you've got feedback on how we could improve things, we'd love to hear from you on that front, too. We enjoy it. It's a lot of fun to put together. It is a lot of work, and we hope that everybody that comes has a fantastic time.
A lot of fun to put together.
It is. Do you not think so? I do have the fun part. I get to make all the cool designs. Okay. So
he's making a blanket statement for us. I appreciate it.
Kevin has no fun planning TantrumCon, everybody. All right. So what have you guys had fun playing this past week? Anybody get any new games to the table?
We got to play a game that we're not allowed to talk about.
Okay. Good start.
It's amazing.
Perfect.
But it's amazing.
How good was it?
It was amazing.
Man, bring it over. Okay. I won't talk about it then.
Okay.
Then we won't talk about it together.
Okay. But if you come to TantrumCon, I probably will have it secret. Tenpenny Parks.
Ooh.
From Thunderworks.
Is that the secret?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
It's coming for pre-order early March, and then we can talk about it.
By the time this goes live? Oh, no.
Close.
I'm so confused.
He could mention the name, but that was it.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
So Jonah, Ryan, and I got Nouvelle France to the table, which unfortunately you can't purchase a game because it's out of print. So,
oh, well.
But.
Well, you could purchase one. It's just going to be hard to pry it out of the backer's hands.
That's right. That's right. Jonah's first time seeing this one. Ryan, did you play the prototype?
No, I had seen it, but I never got to play it before. It was definitely worth the time. It reminded me of Block, which is an old Kickstarter game maybe a few months ago that I actually did not fund. However, I think they're going to redo their Kickstarter campaign because it's the same type of pieces. They're these squares.
Three-dimensional tetrominoes.
Yeah. And they're like, they make all these weird Tetris shapes. So at first I thought we were going to be playing Tetris, to which I was going to immediately lose the game. But it wasn't Tetris. It was just matching the colors, putting them on the right level, trying to get points, trying to not let other people getting points.
So like Tetris?
Well, you're not allowed to do the sideways movement. Yeah, you can't slide them in, which is really helpful. If I slid them in, I would have lost. But since it was like not all the Tetris rules, it was easier for me.
Okay, good.
So it was so perfect.
It's a beautiful looking game. The blocks are wooden, right? Still wooden?
Yes.
The prototype, they're wooden. You have like these snowdrift banks that come up against the tokens. I didn't actually play it with you guys, but it's a beautiful looking game on the table. Ryan, this was your first time playing it?
Yeah, it was my first time.
What was your takeaways?
All of that.
Great. Yep.
Actually, I kept thinking about Ubongo. I don't know if you guys remembered Ubongo 3D. It reminded me that I played that a lot this weekend on my ski trip. My brother-in-law really liked Ubongo. He's a mechanic. I think just like the spatial reasoning, he was wiping the floor with us. And occasionally he just like take the box and hide himself in a corner and like work on things. He's really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Fun stuff, fun. I got to introduce Kevin and Melissa and Larry to Squaring Circleville tonight from Spielworks Games. It's a definite crusty cube pusher, like move cubes on, move cubes off, move your token around and collect a bunch of cubes.
And it's got some engine building going on.
A little bit, yeah. You're improving your abilities each round, which is kind of cool. We didn't make it all the way through the game. Who do we think was going to win it?
I'm sure Will had it because he played it before.
Oh, that's where we're at. Kevin did have an early lead. He was getting some. He was tearing down lots of buildings left and right, and then
demolishing was giving me points. I was like, I might as well just keep doing it. And I was upgrading that area, which was giving me more ability to demolish. I was like, I'm just going to make some points demolishing buildings.
I have definitely not figured out what the best strategy is. It seems like if you can max out a track early, that you can make quick progress. What would be interesting is once all the buildings are demolished, then what are you doing at that point? So it was.
It
like,
seemed like I was like getting close to the, like, I don't know. We were probably halfway through the game.
Half, yeah.
Yeah. There's plenty of buildings still to demolish. That's so true. Just hire me, your demolishing company,
the demo
to come and demo your stuff, and we're good to go. Yeah, I thought it was good, Melissa.
Yeah, definitely. We're just kind of starting to have
things click. It was starting to churn and click, yep.
And I was just starting to get powerful in a couple places, and then we're like, oh, we probably need to stop
record
and record a podcast. But yeah, it definitely had some interesting things. There's a lot of area control, area majority, and that's not one of my strongest areas.
That's why I invited you to play, because I thought maybe I'll beat one person.
So I'm always like, do I spread myself out over a lot of things and get a little points here and there, or do I go strong in one area and try to scoop up a lot of points? So I probably did not have a winning strategy.
You looked like you were getting ready to get some cool upgrades and stuff. I don't know if it was coming in. I felt like I was doing okay on the end game control, but I think I had like the least points at the current point. So unless it kicked in at the end, I was going to be in trouble.
Interesting. We played a game called Watch recently where you are infiltrating a watch factory in Russia. And
a lot of infiltrations happening in those.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a former munitions factory that was turned into a watch factory.
Right. So it has some area control and things like that. This is a game from Daniel Newman and published in the States by Rio Grande Games. And you are, it's interesting because it has this rondel fact, it's sort of like Circleville where you're going around the circle. But in this one, since it's a watch theme, it is a clock in the middle. And as you're placing your workers, the first person for each round is determined on who's closest to the watch hand. And as it's moving and you're moving your pieces,
trying to keep up with it.
Yeah, I mean, but sometimes you don't want to be first. Sometimes you want to be last to get the right actions.
Because when you go to a place, a worker placement place, you take your action and then you put your figure down. And you don't move it until it's your turn again to choose a new action. So that space is blocked, even for other people who potentially want to take that action. So you're always looking at, okay, who's going to be moving before me? Because I want that spot. But if I'm in a spot further to the right, it's still going to be filled when I get to take my next action. So there's this whole like spatial and where's the clock hand moving and who's going to be moving. And very interesting. Like thinking two or three turns ahead to get to certain actions.
Did that seem similar to Squaring Circleville? One of the one thing I don't really love about Squaring Circleville is you can't really plan your turn ahead because you don't know which space the guy in front of you is going to take. So you're like, oh, I got to kind of wait till my turn to be able to figure out what I'm going to do.
Right. So the cool thing about this one is you can move to any spot that's available. Whereas in Squaring Circleville, you can only move one or two spaces. Yeah, I know you're jumping over people, but there still could be spots available in Squaring Circleville that you cannot go to because you can only move. So whereas in Watch, you can move to any space that's available, which I kind of find interesting. So then you can plan because you'd be like, oh, because the watch hand's moving here, and I know the person will move in front of me first, then I'll be able to move to his spot if that's where I want to go.
So you can plan ahead.
You can definitely plan ahead. Good. But sometimes you might have to plan two rounds ahead to get to the right spot if you're really looking for a certain thing because you can get blocked out. Because there are some very good spots in that game that like everyone wants to go to.
I have to admit, I don't even know what this game looks like, but for some reason, you could maybe guess if you looked at Steam Court. Like, I like the Gears detail steampunky theme. Like, is this a steampunk one or is it just totally Russian gear clocks?
It's definitely gear clocks, but there are metal gears in the game.
Oh, cool.
For like resources. Yep. Ones, fives, and tens, and then there's rubles that you're using to pay for things. But yeah,
it sounds like my type of aesthetic.
Yeah,
cool stuff. Well, before we get too far into the show, why don't we stop for a moment and give a shout out to our sponsors.
This episode is sponsored by the Grand Gamers Guild. They make some awesome games. One of my favorites is the Artemis Project, which is a dice worker placement-esque game. Really interesting theme. You're settling, one of the moons of, I think, Jupiter, something like that. And you're getting resources and putting people down, and it's a lot of fun. I like dice worker placement games. If you like cooperative games, they have Endangered, with lots of different scenarios where you're saving tigers and sea turtles and otters and things like that. There are even promo cards with our faces on
what?
Them. So you can play with the Tantrum House crew as part of your Endangered game.
And I was going to mention, for both of those games, Grand Gamers Guild has announced expansions. There is a Satellites and Commanders expansion coming soon, I believe, to crowdfunding, and we'll have a promo for that as well.
That's for Artemis.
That's for the Artemis Project, sorry. And then for Endangered, I believe I just saw on social media a butterfly, the Monarch Butterfly Endangered expansion. I don't know if anybody else saw that or not, but yeah, so look forward to those.
Yeah, I think that one's maybe still in testing, right. But there has been at least one expansion to Endangered that has already been published.
Super fun, and obviously we will have also just hung out with, by the time you're listening to this, Grand Gamers Guild at Tantrum Con. We're going to be playing, I'm sure, all the games that we just listed. We also just recently played Artemis Odyssey, is that right? Is that one, it was a Kickstarter, I think, done and funded. So if you are one of those lucky backers, cool. And if not, you can, I'm sure, check it out and hopefully find it in some other places. But I think we're ready right now to jump into our Kickstarter conniption.
Kickstarter conniption.
This episode will be talking about six games coming to Kickstarter the first 2 weeks of March 2022. Kevin, start us off.
So March 1st, we have Colossal Games launching the big box version of Western Legends. Western Legends is a sandbox Western themed game where you're going out and basically doing whatever you want in like the Western sort of theme, where you could be robbing banks, or you could be getting cattle, or you could be playing poker, things like that. They've had a couple expansions already, and they're creating this big box that they're bringing to Kickstarter. I believe, from what I'm seeing online, the storage content for the game is all wooden, which looks really, really cool to put everything in. And of course, it's going to make setup a lot easier. They said there's no dismantling required for the game elements, which I think is a plus as well. And it looks like one of the components looks sort of like a revolver or something where you're putting the chips in. So it looks kind of thematic to the Western Legends game. So check out the big box version of Western Legends coming March 1st.
On March 8th, Mighty Boards is bringing Hamlet to Kickstarter. This is a tile placement game where you are competing against other players. It's about a medium weight game for 1 to 4 players, plays in about an hour to an hour and a half, and it has interestingly shaped building tiles. So we're not talking about just squares or hexes, things like that, but probably more of your polyomino type shapes that you're going to be building together in a communal hamlet. So not building your own little thing, but one big city together that you're building. The designer is the designer of Petrichor, and also designed Pursuit of Happiness. So several games under his belt already. And if you like tile laying games, if you like games where you're kind of working together, not in the cooperative sense, but building one big thing, maybe like Carcassonne, something like that, then check out Hamlet coming from Mighty Boards. Ryan.
Coming March 8th as well from Pencil First Games is Mall Peak. This is by designers Eduardo Baraff and Keith Mateka. Not sure if I got his last name right.
Yeah, sounds like a good combo.
So a few little known designers, but it's got a lot of heart. It's actually a standalone expansion to Skulk Hollow. So if you've ever played that, this integrates with that. So you can play with the new Guardians from this game and the new heroes from this game, or with the ones from the original Skull Hollow. They interface back and forth, or you can just play this by itself. It's a two-player asymmetric tactical combat game, and one player takes on the role of a tribe of bears in this, or in the original game is, I guess, a fox tribe. And then there's these large guardians that you're fighting, like giant spiders and that sort of thing, looks like, from the artwork. So looks like it could be pretty cool. I think it's mainly card-based. So if that sounds interesting to you, definitely check it out. Mall Peak, coming March 8th. Jonah, what do you got?
Yeah, also March 8th, seems like a popular day. Coming from Lost Venture Games is the game Route East. In this game, this game actually plays 2 to 5 players. Probably takes about an hour to play. I actually have had the pleasure of playing the game, and we will have an overview video of the game coming out on our channel. So if you're interested in the game, after you hear me talk about it, make sure you watch the video. Anyway, in the game, you are a racer racing from Istanbul to Shanghai. So you're going all through the Middle East, and you're trying to visit some attractions on the way. Each player starts with a few attraction cards that they're trying to visit along the way on their journey. And throughout the trip, you either have to plan, you just have to plan accordingly, because there are hotels, there are hostels, there are embassies, there's gas spots and fuel tokens and money spots. And you just have to make sure that you've got enough money to pay for your stays each night. You've got enough fuel to get across the borders. And there's lots of cards that are going to have you interact with the other players in the game, whether it be taking money from them or losing your turn and all sorts of things like that. I believe it's actually based on a true story. So some of the cards in there are based on things that actually happened to the creators of this game. So that's fun. And like I mentioned, that is coming on March 8th from Lost Venture Games, Route East. Will.
So I'm looking at the game Behexed from Smirk and Dagger Games. This is a 3 to 5 player deck building game, but unlike most deck builders where you are either just trying to build your engine of amazing cards and collect victory points, or you're like all working together to defeat a monster, in this one you actually are going to be hexing and deflecting hexes against the other players at the table. So it's actually pretty slick. The game starts off with the first player picking any character, any other person at the table to cast a hex on, and then that player has to react using the cards that are in their hand and either, in most cases, deflect. So they'll play a card that allows them to deflect the hex either to their left or to their right or to any direction the card will specify. And then the other option they have is they can use the cards in their hands to buy new cards from the pool in the middle of the table. They can conjure new spells as they play. Obviously, if they're spending their cards to buy a new card from the pool, that limits the number of times that they're going to be able to deflect this hex later in the game. However, one of the other neat things about the game is that, unlike most deck builders, when you buy the card, it immediately goes into your hand, and so you don't have to wait for it to shuffle back through your deck. So keeping an eye out on what's on the table, and if there's some like really great cards that you need to add, it's usually worth sacrificing some deflection ability to be able to get better cards into your hand. The game is also pretty asymmetrical, where all the players start with a slightly different starting deck. Each character has kind of its own forte as well. So they might be really good at deflecting, or they might be really good at like reducing other players' willpower. At the end of the game, the player who has the most willpower and the most victory points on their cards is going to win. And so you're going to be trying to build up your hand of cards. You've got a hex player mat, which helps you organize all your stuff, because you'll have your played cards on one side of the hex and your discarded cards, and your there are charm cards in the game that have like immediate effects that last throughout the round. And you keep it all nice and organized. You bounce the hex around back and forth to everybody, and then when one player eventually runs out of cards or doesn't have any cards that allows them to deflect any further, they get behexed and they lose willpower. The player who inflicted it on them gains willpower, and then you play to the next round. The game is also a legacy style game, where as you play the game, you're going to unlock new boxes, and those boxes are going to have additional battle mages that you can add, or different end game conditions or different scoring victory point conditions. I think there's maybe like 4 or 5 additional boxes of things that you open up with it that come with it. This is the type of game where it makes perfect sense that you would probably have future expansions as well, which would give you additional cards to add to your deck building game. All the artwork in it is very cool looking, and I really kind of liked the card art illustrations. Like, it's just cool looking hexy magical symbols. But the colors of the cards are all like easy to identify. And so I think it's the type of game where if you played it a time or two, you'd pretty much immediately, like, I think it would move very fast as you play the game because you would know, oh, I don't want this card. Oh, I want to buy that card. Oh, I want to bounce it away from me. So anyway, that's Behexed from Smirk and Dagger Games. Check that one out on Kickstarter as well.
Yep, that's coming to Kickstarter March 1st. Also coming March 1st is Solar 175 from Cogito Ergo Meeple. And this is a Euro legacy game set in space. It is a bag builder with some area control. So you're going to set out portions of the solar system, and your ship will be moving around, stopping at places to mine, gaining resources, and then the main focus of the game is having your workers. So you'll collect workers for the round, you'll place them on your own player board, and then if you can get enough of the correct workers to take certain actions, you'll do those on the board. And there's a little bit of area control. There's also a little bit of voting in the game. There's some end game scoring mechanisms that'll happen based on how voting happens for these political parties. And then there is also just a interesting mechanic of the voting portion. When you do that, you're going to actually lose your workers. So it kind of helps you filter through, like a normal deck builder, you're going to get rid of cards and trash cards. This is kind of a way to do that. So it's got some miniatures in it. And then this is a campaign legacy game. But unlike most of those games, you're not actually going to destroy any components in the game. It'll just make the world bigger and more things will be happening. So there'll be a few events that will come up that may change some rules or just add to the map of the game. So it's got some interesting components to it. And then also you're going to be battling it out with the other players of gaining control over the different areas of the solar system.
It's also huge.
Yes, it is.
It's got the board is made up of, like, I don't even know, six cards wide by six cards high or something like that to start off with. Mm-hmm. And then once you start unlocking the additional legacy components for it, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So it's going to take up your whole table. You can explore the entire galaxy. It's pretty neat how vast it all is.
Yeah, we'll be exploring just our solar system. But yes, there's
our
every
solar
single
is very vast.
I would say, well, there's like every item, every major body in our solar system, I believe, is in the game. So very cool. We have a playthrough of this that will be happening. I believe it's March 2nd or 3rd, whatever the Thursday is after they launch.
The week that you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah. So Thursday evening, you can check out our playthrough of this and see it in action.
Will and I were able to have an interview with Jason from Jasco Games. So let's jump into a house guest segment with him.
Hey!
Thanks for having me. How's it going?
Good. Jason, tell us a little bit about yourself and Jasco Games.
Well, I'm Jason Horonsky, CEO and founder of Jasco Games. I'm sure I've been on many a podcast telling the history of that. I've been doing this for might be 24 years now, since 1998.
Wow.
in the gaming industry. Started as a retail store owner and got into publishing January 2010.
Awesome. That's so good. Well, I think we've had you on before. I can't remember, but it sounds vaguely familiar. We've been doing podcasting for how long now? 24 years. No, I'm kidding.
I can't do numbers at all.
That's what I got.
Several years.
Anyway. It's great having you on the show to talk about what you're excited about. I know Mortal Kombat is that like one of the new games that you guys are working on?
That's a new one. That's a big one. We're working with Warner Brothers and NetherRealm and Angry Joe on the Mortal Kombat UTS system game, slotted to come this year. And we also we're really into My Hero Academia right now. That's kind of our biggest push for this year. And then the end of 2021 was a lot of My Hero Academia.
Cool. Now you're going to have to tell us a little bit about that, honestly, because I'm not familiar with that. Is that...
You mean you're not familiar with Mortal Kombat?
No, I'm on that one. When we get back to that one, I'm all in. Tell us about My Hero Academia. What is it, a CCG? Is it a card game? Is it a battle game? Give us the lowdown.
So, yeah, Jasco Games is the master licensee for tabletop games. So we have the CCG for MHAcardgame.com. You can check it out. For our card game, we actually just announced a $250,000 prize for the tournament for our world championship this year. So... we'll be doing a tournament series all year, giving out big cash prize for that one. Awesome. Just launched set one in October, sold out. We've done multiple print runs now, and we also got approval to release it internationally in 4 more languages. So a lot of cool stuff coming up with My Hero Academia CCG. That's kind of our biggest project, bread and butter. The team has expanded 4x since we started that project, growing and growing and growing. And alongside the CCG, we also have the My Hero Plus Ultra board game coming to Target in, I believe, April or May. And that one has like an end cap, and it's going to be first released at Target because they bought the entire print run, and then it'll be coming out everywhere else.
Oh, wow.
Man, fantastic.
Yeah, and we're working on some other big partnerships with My Hero before we go into any details. We're also working with Wise Wizards on a My Hero Realms deck builder.
What?
And Kapow Dice game. So those are going to be really cool in the My Hero Academia space. We're working on a minis game down the road, probably in 2023. That's going to be in line with the scale and look of Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat.
Ooh.
Can't give much more detail than that yet because we're still working on contracts and mechanics and everything.
But those are pretty puzzles. Oh, wow.
Foil puzzles.
Need to get on board. Yeah. You guys got everything. That's incredible. Go back to that tournament thing for just a second. Is that like there's qualifiers? Where are you competing at? How do I win $250,000?
All right. So we're going to have tournaments going through the whole year. A lot of them are webcam based. So if you go to our Discord for My Hero CCG, you can play webcam events pretty much every day. And I think every 2 weeks there's a qualifying level event. And you can go in there to qualify for the Grand Championship, which is, I believe, 32 players. And then there will be a final day qualifier for the last spots that are available. I believe it's up to 4 spots, something like that, or anybody that can't make it that spot will open, and we'll do a 1 day massive tournament for qualifier. And everybody that gets in there will get into the payouts.
So
there's additional prizes in addition to cash. We have a lot of really cool swag for playing in the events in general, but also for qualifying. There's a lot of cool stuff we're doing.
Wow. Excellent stuff. That's happening throughout the course of the year.
All year. It's
going on right now, right? When's the grand shebang? When's the final thing?
It's going to be in Q4. I don't remember the exact date. Some of the events have been, we're trying to only publicize the events about 3 to 6 weeks out, or sorry, 3 to 6 months out because COVID.
Sure.
So a lot of the events have been webcam, but we're doing as many in person as we safely can, depending on where it is and what the world's like at that time. So it's kind of a weird year for tournaments. What hasn't been for the last couple of years.
Right. And it sounds like you're making the best of it. So that's fantastic. I have to admit, super interested in learning more about the Mortal Kombat thing. Is that going to be based on the new movies, on the video games, what's the mechanics and where's the inspiration for that?
Yeah, we started Mortal Kombat with Mortal Kombat 10. This project's been going for quite some time.
Wow,
we started
in
2017 or 16, mm-hmm. I can't remember. And we actually changed the entire project after MK11 came out and the movies were coming out. And so we decided to go with more of a all-encompassing Mortal Kombat like look and feel with a lot of the classic costumes mixed with some of the newer costumes, getting like the favorite look of the entire cast in there for this one.
Nice.
So it's kind of our take on, especially being a huge Mortal Kombat fan myself, like Ultimate and Mortal Kombat 3 and Trilogy. That kind
of is my favorite. All right, good.
So we have a lot of classic costumes. Some of the newer characters only came out in MK10 or 11. Right. So they'll have their most recent like best costumes because there's a lot of costume options nowadays. And it's going to be in the same mechanics as the Street Fighter miniatures game. So they can cross over and play against each other.
No way.
Very cool. Excellent
stuff.
Same
scale of models too.
Yeah. So it's 2017. I mean, that's a long time. Have you been,
we started working on three, Sorry to interrupt. Yeah, we were working on three games at the same time. We were working on Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and at the time, Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z
went through three things ever. And make
it's a pretty good mix. It's a pretty good mix. Dragon Ball Z went through some licensing stuff, so that one kind of got put on pause. We had three licensees in the same space at the same time, and it got a little messy. So we're focusing on Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat's up next. I'm not saying DBZ is or isn't coming out later. I can't.
You haven't heard it here at all. Wink, wink. I got you. Now we're good.
Fantastic. So Mortal Kombat, you're looking at quarter three as well. What was any idea on the timeline?
We just got it back into our Gantt chart for all the plans for Mortal Kombat. I do believe it's currently slotted for quarter three. Okay. That one will be kickstarted. That's the plan. It's a huge game, just like Street Fighter was.
Right.
So that's going to have the miniatures and everything in there, right, Jason?
Pre-painted minis with clear special effects, even more outrageous than the Street Fighter ones. Some of the characters, I don't want to give too much away, but like Johnny Cage is doing his flash kick or his, it's not the flash kick, but the one that where he kind of goes straight across the screen with his green glow. That model in our game is actually three models on one base because it's like two different faded green Johnny Cages behind him doing a kick.
What? Nice.
We have a lot of stuff kind of like that in this game.
Will's drooling over here.
I was going to say, I'm salivating as I think about it. Yeah, Mortal Kombat 3 was like my childhood. I lived at the arcade playing that game all the time. Fantastic.
I have the Ultimate MK3 arcade game in my basement. It's my only physical arcade that I own.
Oh, you got me.
will that be the first Kickstarter campaign this year for Jasco, or is there something before that?
There's a chance we'll do another one before that. I don't know which one. It could be the My Hero Realms deck builder, or it could be a Mega Man project. That's something that you'd have to talk to my project manager about.
Sure.
We're still trying to decide if we want to go to Kickstarter on these projects or not, or if we're just going to go straight to retail. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that that's actually been decided at this point, but those are all on his Gantt charts.
That's why you have a team, right? That's why you have a team.
Exactly. Exactly.
By the team. Excellent. So
I'm not all knowing. I wish I was, but
so if we all are healthy and safe this season, are there any shows that we're going to see you at? What are the things that you're
planning to go to Gamma for sure. Okay. For anyone in the trade, we're going to Gamma Trade Show. We're joining booths with Asmodee, and we're going to do this really cool booth. We actually just designed and finished up yesterday.
Nice.
For My Hero Academia. I'm excited to show that one off. We plan to go to Gen Con. And there's a couple other cons in there that depends on pandemic. So we don't want to lock anything in quite yet.
Yep. Well, good. Well, we will hopefully get an opportunity to connect and run into you at those events, assuming we're all there and well. Cool stuff. Where's the best place for people to connect? Where can they find the news? Where can they connect? What's the social platforms of preferred location? How can we send?
We are all over the place right now for the CCG. If you want to play My Hero card game, the Discord is the biggest place. I think we have over 30,000 people there right now. They play daily on webcam. There's a ton of people talking and playing games all the time on the Discord. We have a great team that manages that Discord. That's actually our biggest platform right now for social media, strangely enough. Then next up would probably be Facebook. So you can go onto the Jasco Games Facebook or the My Hero Card Game Facebook, depending on which games you're following. Jasco kind of covers everything that isn't the CCG. We also have a Twitter, and then we do a little bit on Instagram. But those would be the main places. Otherwise, go to jascogames.com or .net or mhacardgame.com.
And could they purchase stuff at your website, Jason?
You can. Yeah, there's a web store. It has most of our product in stock for direct consumer if it's still not factory sold out. A lot of things have sold out in the last couple of years, so which is a good thing.
Because shipping's a big issue, right?
Well, we ship everything ourselves. So we have our own couple warehouses. We have our own warehouse crew. So we fill our own orders. Inbound logistics for everybody has been an issue, but we have some pretty good connections that nobody else has, and partnering with Asmodee, we've kind of locked in hundreds of containers, so we don't have to deal with a lot of the shortages or delays that other publishers might. We also manufacture most of our product in the US and Japan, so our supply chain is a little different from all the stuff that only comes from China.
Cool. Well, thank you for sharing all this information. Looking forward to more My Hero Academia and Mortal Kombat and things from you all. Thanks so much, Jason.
Thanks for having me. It was great.
Bye. Excellent stuff. I'm curious to find out how Mortal Kombat ends up looking in future days. Big fan of the video game.
Who's your favorite character?
Sub-Zero for sure.
That's the only right answer. We can continue.
Speaking of favorite games in the future and favorite video games, do we have a topic for tonight? Is tonight?
Yeah, I thought we were going to talk about trying to guess Will's favorite games before he even does the video.
Oh, for my top 10 video?
Top 10.
Yeah.
I can name four of them.
Can you? Yeah, all right, let's try it.
Sure. I'm sure he can.
Give me one.
One. I know because I just played it with him last week. Coimbra,
which is from Portugal. People are like telling you in the comments because
it's
I
got it right.
Top 10, right?
You could only pronounce it.
It's going to be
one
in top 10.
Yeah, it'll be in there.
Yep, all right, thank you. One. Ryan?
Got it.
Name one.
Ding. Where's the ding sound effect?
Cubitos.
Ooh. Oh, man, that's a great question. I probably should pull up this list so I can verify or deny. Cubitos should be in this list.
So,
if it's not, I'd be ashamed of myself.
Should we...
Yeah. There it is.
Cubitos has to be over Coimbra to me, for Will.
For Will?
Yeah.
It is. That's correct.
Okay.
I mean, there's an...
Also
that's
correct.
A good one.
What's the obvious one, Melissa?
I mean, there is an obvious one.
There is.
Don't mess with Cthulhu.
Give me that chime.
Kevin, we're 3 for 3.
I mean, I want to say Happy Salmon, but it's probably not on his list because... I think he put that as party games list. So I want to say like these are going to be more like group, you know what I'm saying? Like group games.
I see what you're saying, but it's Will who made the list.
Boy.
Don't miss. 3 for 3.
Okay. I was going to say like Caverna or something like that, but.
Uh-oh.
He loses to me every time. He's not going to put that. Although he also lost to me to Coimbra, so every time.
Every time. Let's back it up. How many?
Let's just keep going. We can name them all.
Am I allowed? Because I feel like I know most.
Oh, definitely. Give us one.
I feel like we're going to get them all.
Okay. I feel like I'm kind of cheating because I...
helped me.
Give us one.
Just give us one.
One that I don't think you guys will guess.
Yeah.
Dice Hospital.
Whoa.
Mm.
It's in there.
Wow. Ding.
Interesting.
Okay. What about like one of the like Viscounts?
I definitely have another one.
Oh, 100%. Go for it.
Cole Baron.
Ding.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Come on now.
Jonah knows my games.
Easy. I've never
it's
actually
because Jonah
played...
plays all these games with me. Because I'm like, Jonah, come play this other game I love.
You haven't played Cole Baron?
I have not played Cole
Baron.
It's pretty good.
This is worse than War Chest with
pretty,
Kevin.
It's pretty
War Chest
good.
Sounds like a good game.
Oh, is Cole Baron is so good. It is 100% Melissa's game.
Okay.
So
Cole
many
Baron
cubes. 5 billion cubes.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
I love some cubes.
What about like the Viscounts of the West Kingdom? Like one of the West Kingdom series or North Sea trilogy? Like one of those games.
Do you have a guess on which one it is, Sarah?
Raiders.
There is one in there.
Raiders.
It's not Raiders.
Oh, come on.
Is it from the West Kingdom or North Sea?
It's one of the red ones. What's that one?
It's the West Kingdom series. I'm going to say Viscounts.
Ding, ding. Killing it. You guys are on fire.
I like Viscounts looks good. Is War Chest? No, War Chest isn't on there.
Say War Chest. Say War Chest.
I'm going to... Honestly, I think that you put Hadrian's Wall on your list.
Man, Jonah's on fire.
Yep.
Wow, Hadrian's Wall on this top
It's newer,
ten.
But it's
Hadrian's
so good.
Wall is so good. I have to admit that if I made one,
hey, people
it would
are
probably
asking
be
for
on it.
It.
Who? They're also asking me to draw. They're also asking me to.
Well,
they're doing too much. They're asking for too much.
Jonah, I only won our last Kickstarter. It was one of the stretch goals.
It was.
Yeah.
Did we hit that stretch goal?
We did.
Oh man.
What was I supposed to draw?
No. That's your top 10.
Oh, the top 10.
That'll be on the goal next time.
So all right, how many was that?
That's a great question.
Your top 10
I think
should be
I might
you drawing
have,
the games.
No, yeah.
I think I might
draw,
have 11
the
games
covers.
On this list.
No one would ever
okay.
get them.
Top 10
so
lists are...
I think there's two left.
Top 10
wow,
lists have to have
left.
More than
we
10.
We killed that.
Right,
did
Ryan?
Count?
Did. You guys did kill it.
War Chest.
War Chest is not on there.
I have War Chest as like a question mark.
War Chest question mark. Is that part of the 11? War Chest question mark?
No. That's number 12.
I actually have two games stacked together, and I haven't decided which one is going to actually take the spot.
I have
do you think Wavelength's on there?
I have another one.
I do
one.
Not think that.
No.
Okay. I do not think
I have another
that.
One, but I think you've talked about how it's difficult to make the experience really good. So
Oh. Captain Sonar.
Yes.
No, actually.
No.
Sarah's right.
That's the one where he's decided that it's his favorite.
Is it on your list with a question mark?
I'm very torn on whether it should be on my list or not. It's the type of game where I do super love it.
Yeah.
I have also played it where I super hate it. I'm so torn on how to rank that puppy. It does.
Super interesting.
Yes.
Like the time that the ladies beat you guys so many times in a row. Like,
we didn't get that on camera.
Yeah, too bad.
The one we got on camera, we won.
Twice in a row off camera and then twice in a row on camera?
Yes.
No, we have no evidence of this. So amazing.
I do not remember losing four times.
You did.
Right. You don't.
You totally did.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, me neither. I also, that was not even one of the times. That was actually fine because I was playing it with people.
Con.
Yes.
I remember the story. I remember this.
That was great. Like, I don't mind losing as long as people are playing well and we're having fun, but it can just be painful if people don't know how to play.
Yep. I got to ask you a question that the people want to know. The people listening want to know.
All right, people, I'm ready.
Did you put Steam Court on your top 10 list?
I did not.
But I know the other one.
Could have. Maybe should have.
You should know.
Is it one of the Rising?
No.
Shots fired. I should know it.
You know it.
Race for the Galaxy.
Well, I
could try. No.
I can't. Hold on.
There's one game that I've talked about numerous times on the podcast.
Yep.
That nobody has said yet.
Yep. I could think of it if I thought hard.
It's like my go-to.
Oh, it's Hanabi.
Hanabi. That is correct.
Oh, that's a good one. No Rising game.
Easy peasy.
No Rising game.
The other one?
One more.
One more. And we,
yep, you played it.
You
like it.
Oh,
it would be on your list.
Sure. It's on my list as well.
It probably would be on your list.
It is.
this is harder than guess the game.
Because I have no
TikTok. There's lots of expansions.
Lots of expansions.
Features fantastic art.
Oh, Everdell.
That's it. Jonah got them all.
Dun, dun,
you win.
Dun.
Way to go.
Never played Everdell either.
You've never played Everdell. Melissa's got to get on my top 10 list.
I haven't either.
Although I admit that I haven't played a lot of games on Melissa's top 10 list.
I like Everdell because it's so simple and it's so good.
It's so beautiful.
I actually go running with a guy every Wednesday, and every other Wednesday he talks to me about playing Everdell.
That's funny.
And I'm like, that's someday. Awesome. But I know you're talking about it because I like board games, but I have not played that one.
You need to get over here. We'll just do we should do a Will's Top 10 Game Night. We'll just play all 10 games. Marathon style.
It'd be good. I feel like now we should go around the table and guess other people's top 10.
Everybody's top 10?
Future ones.
I was killing that.
You were. He was on fire.
But we've already released our videos.
I know at least five of Ryan's.
Five of
I know Ryan's might have changed.
G?
Yeah, I could get five
face.
Of yours.
Not,
I could get
since the video.
Oh,
it hasn't changed.
They've changed.
Still, they have changed.
I could still.
Some are still
I feel like I could still
two.
Get five of yours.
Libertalia's on there.
I could get three of Kevin's.
Okay, Libertalia one
because I haven't played them because you're hoarding them at your house.
That's right.
I probably couldn't get any of Melissa's, honestly.
Yes, you can. You can get number one.
Oh, I can get number one. Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
I could get like three or four of Sarah's.
I think Sarah's might line up with mine in half, maybe.
I could get a few off the top of my head.
Does Ryan remember what was in his top 10?
I know a lot of them. I don't know if I know.
He knows. Kingsburg.
Number.
Dun, dun, dun.
First question is, how Kingsburg? Many views did Ryan's top 10 video?
We missed one
at
of Will.
At least three.
We missed one?
Yeah.
How many?
I thought we missed one. Will said, I had 11 with question marks, and you only have three left.
I was like,
that math doesn't add up.
It's a maybe. So. Oh. Okay.
Ryan, how many views did has your video gotten?
1 million.
More than one.
It's true.
10, at least 10.
70,000.
70,000 people know.
Like, who's this
so
guy?
I have a great
he's
story. So we put out our top 10 video for the year, and we recently did it. We did it at one of our friendly local game stores.
Yep.
I put a few games on that list. So then, this was before Christmas. So then I flew to Texas. I don't live in Texas.
Oh, yeah. You got
to
tell the
story. I flew to Texas. And my dad is, our family's always been into board games, but he's been into them more lately because he is in the Space Force these days. And he was just stationed in Greenland, and all they were doing was playing board games up there because it's dark and they couldn't do things. So that's all they were doing. So he's really into board games these days. So he's like, listen, I really want to go to the board game store with you. There's a couple stores I want to go to. Let's go. So we were supposed to do it, 3 days before Christmas. We didn't. 2 days before Christmas. We didn't. Christmas Day, we didn't. So now it's like 2 days after Christmas. He's got a few games that he wants to return, there's actually the store would like trade them out for you.
Oh, nice.
He's like, perfect. I'm going to take these two back. He had backed some AEG games on Kickstarter. He got one that he really liked. He didn't want to play the other one. So he's going to take some back, that sort of thing. We walk into the store and he's like, well, just tell me which ones are good. So of course it's a little store. You know, they've got three rows of games. So it's pretty easy to be like, oh, this one's good. I know it. I've played it. Or, know this one is good because I've heard so much, even though I haven't played it. And so we get to, what was the game? Oh, we get to Railroad Inc.
Okay.
Mm. So this is a...
Rolling Right.
It's a good game, right?
Yeah.
And it's on Ryan's top 10.
Yeah. It was on my top 10 for the...
top 10 Railroad...
Railroad
Theme Roller Rides.
So it was on my top 10 for the year, and we get to Railroad Inc. hanging on the wall, and I'm like, oh, Railroad Inc. is very good. Actually, this is the style of game that my mom would really like. We should get one of these. It's only $20 or something. There was like a yellow one agreement. I was like, oh, this is really good. We should totally get one, $20. Let's just grab that. Actually, I put that on my list for top games of the year. And all of a sudden, from behind me, I'm in Texas. From behind me, somebody's like, I knew that was you. And I turned and I was like, what? At first, I didn't think he was talking to me.
Right. Just talking out
and
loud.
I also noticed when I was telling my dad, like, we should get Road Inc., he wasn't looking at me. He was looking at the person behind me. You know how you kind of can tell?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I was like, maybe the person's doing something weird. I mean, you know, whatever. Like, you know.
Keep an eye on that guy.
Yeah, like, whatever. And he's like, I knew it was you. And I turn, and I'm like, what? What? And he's like, you put that on your top 10 list. And I was like, and I'm like wondering at first, like, Christmas. What
I just
top
said
10?
It out loud.
Yeah, like, did I send that list to Santa? Like, what? Who are you? Like, you know? And he's like, and Hadrian's Wall was your number one.
Oh, gotcha.
And I was like, oh, he knows. I was like, yeah, totally, actually. And it turned out he was watched our channel and
cool.
Hung out and
excellent.
Asked my advice on three other games in the store that I hadn't played, so I couldn't give him any help. And
that's when you're always like, I thought I knew what I was talking
yeah.
about.
and other than that, it was fun. But it was, and then my dad got home and had to tell my whole family,
yeah,
oh, I'm going to the game store with royalty. Can't believe they noticed him. Can't go anywhere. You know how
that does everybody happens, at but. His military base watch you as well? I feel like if you're playing all those games, he should be sharing the videos.
Well, of course, we were in Texas, so that base was actually in Greenland. So I don't know.
Get on that, Pops.
Get on that.
Mm-hmm. Does he listen to your podcast?
I hope so.
Good.
Our subscriber good. Numbers are up.
Yeah. The whole Dew family, that's like another... A bunch of people.
Yeah.
If you didn't get a chance to watch Jonah and I having some fun this past weekend, we did a new thing that I think we're going to try to turn into a regular thing. We called it the Tantrum House Today Show. And Jonah and I hung out. We chatted about some random stuff. We actually went to our friendly local game store, played some TikTok inspired games with them.
We did. It was fun.
Maybe a little carpool karaoke.
Talk about my cousins.
Middle.
If you want to know some of my cousins'
the number
names,
of dues, yeah.
Get on there.
Get in there and check that out. That's fun stuff. I feel like there was something else I was going to tell you about. Oh, and that is we are making plans to do our annual Tantrum House Awards show coming up yet again this year, the 2020. I never know how to name that. Is it the 21 show, the 22 show?
The best games of 2021.
That's whatever we're calling it. We're going to call it that for sure. You can vote for those, though. We polled our audience. We asked you guys. We asked on YouTube. We got a bunch of nominations for games to fill specific categories. We've fleshed out those categories now, and so now we're actually allowing you to vote and let your voice be heard. We would love to be able to present some awards to some much-deserving board games in different categories. I don't know how many categories there are. Do you know what they are, Kevin, off the top of your head? We got a bunch.
Seven or eight
different categories. So we got things like best art and best two-player games, stuff
best
like that.
Best co-op game, best board game of the year, best family game, things like that.
And four other ones. So you can go to tantrumhouse.com/vote. That'll take you to our form where you can cast your ballot. And then we haven't set a date yet, but we will be putting together a show. And usually for that show, we'd like to invite the winners to submit videos as well as other media creators to help us present that. It's a lot of fun to put together. And we would love to have your take on it and get your vote in there. So we'll be taking some votes live at Tantrum Con. We'll have just done that this last week to get us rolling, but then you guys will be hearing about it. So make sure you check out tantrumhouse. I've been saying con a lot. tantrumhouse.com/vote and add your name to the tally. What other hot stuff we got going on? Anything else coming up this week that we need to talk about? Playthroughs, all the fun stuff.
Tantrum Con
already happened.
Just happened.
It's over.
It's over.
Go check out our Facebook page to see all the photos.
We are, like Sarah said, Solar 175 should be a playthrough this Thursday night. And we're not sure, but the next op game that we'd like to that we'll be playing is Mountains Out of Molehills, but I don't know if it came in the mail yet. So hopefully soon we'll get that one.
All right, fun stuff. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. Hope you had some fun. Were you able to guess all my games? Hopefully I'll get a video together soon. You can check that out. Until then, though, keep on listening. We'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Tantrum House Board Game Podcast. If you liked any part of this at all, find and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and tantrumhouse.com. Like us, share us, email us, call us, or send us a postcard to Tantrum House, 306 Barry Drive, that's B-A-R-R-Y, Greer, South Carolina, 29650.